see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, people of God, thank you so much for joining us in this Contra Prayer for the month of June. We're going to go before the throne of God on behalf of the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And our very first item, firstly, let's look at the Word of God, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's the way the Lord taught us to pray. So we want to pray along those lines. So the first thing we're going to pray, our first item, we're going to pray asking God to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world to his glory and honor and praise. You got it? We're going to pray, asking God to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world to his glory, his honor, and his praise. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we understand that no man can be brought into the family of God, become a part of the kingdom of God, until they first be born again. And so we're asking you, our Heavenly Father, to move in the nations of the world. Move in the nations of the world that the gospel will be proclaimed, the gospel will be received. We're asking you to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world to your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. Father, we have whole nations that have never, we have whole people groups that have never heard the gospel. And we're asking you to stir the hearts of those organizations, those missions organizations, and those who will go on behalf of the kingdom of God. We're asking you to stir the hearts of those who are involved in missions, and even those who are not involved in missions, to get involved in missions and advance the kingdom of God. Father, we have nations that have never heard the gospel. We understand that only about 60-65% of the world has heard the gospel. So we're asking you to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world to your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. Father, as I understand the scriptures, Lord Jesus, you are not coming back until all the world has been reached with the gospel, and we're behind the power curve. So I'm asking you, we are asking you, to move on the hearts of your people, and move in the hearts of those nations and those people in those nations who've never heard the gospel to receive the word. So, Father, advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world to your glory, your honor, and your praise. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Amen. All right. Our second item. We're going to pray asking God to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Church, you have to understand this. Understand this, church, that the spirit of Antichrist is active in every nation of the world, in every people group. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that the kingdom of God has yet to be advanced to the rest of the world. So we're asking the Father to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist, because I will promise you, the spirit of Antichrist is active, very, very active. So we're going to pray asking God to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne in the holy, precious, and mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, this time we're asking you to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Father, we're asking you to penetrate false systems of religion that Satan has planted in the nations of the world. And Father, we're going to ask you to raise up in those nations elected officials who are themselves members of the family of God. Raise up in those nations that Satan has worked so hard to frustrate the kingdom of God. And now, Father, we want you to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist in all the nations of the world, in every nation of the world. Father, raise up in every nation of the world those men of God, those elected officials who are themselves men of God. Raise up those who are born again as elected officials in the nations of the world. And Father, we recall the parable of the sower. We recall the parable of the sower, how the enemy had sown the seeds of the weeds in with the fruit. The tares, Lord, he sowed the seeds of the tares in with the wheat. And you know, Father God, you know where those seeds are being sown, and you know who is sowing those seeds. So we're asking you to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Father, breathe confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the work of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world, and let the gospel go forth, and grant that multitudes will be brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name, and we thank you, our Father and our God. All right, our third item. We're going to pray asking God to raise up spirit called, spirit anointed, and spirit commissioned pastors in the nations of the world. Satan has raised up his agents. Satan has engineered false systems of religion. But we're going to pray, asking God to raise up spirit called, spirit anointed, and spirit commissioned pastors in the nations of the world, and even bring out of some of those movements that Satan has engineered, bring some of the leadership in those movements to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can then proclaim the truth. So we're going to pray now, asking God to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist in the nation of the world. Now we're praying, asking God to raise up spirit called, spirit anointed, and spirit commissioned pastors in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we have come before your throne, Father God, asking you to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. We have come before your throne asking you to frustrate the work of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. So now, Father, we come before your throne asking you to raise up in this day, in this hour, in the life of the nations of the world, spirit called, spirit anointed, and spirit commissioned pastors, preachers in the nations of the world. Father, we're asking you to raise up those that will confront the satanic agenda, that will confront the kingdom of darkness. Father, the word of God tells us that the fields are ripe unto harvest, ripe unto harvest. And we know that Satan has tried to sow into the fields his workers. Father, we're asking you to raise up spirit called, spirit anointed, spirit commissioned, pastors in the nations of the world. Father, let the people see the difference between those men of God and the charlatans, the imposters. Father, we are told in the word of God, Paul himself was up against this. Paul himself was up against this, and we're up against it today. The church is up against it. So we're asking you to raise up in this hour, in this day, in the life of the nations of the world, spirit called, spirit anointed, spirit commissioned pastors in the nations of the world to advance the kingdom of God, Father, to confront the powers of the spirit of darkness. Oh, Father God, in all those fields where the gospel has not been preached, the fields are yet ripe for harvest. We need workers. We need workers. And we're asking you to send them. We're asking you to place this type of individual in those nations to declare the word of God, to preach the gospel, to bring light into darkness. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord. Please do it. Now we're going to pray, asking God. Now listen to me carefully. We're going to pray asking God to protect and encourage the wives and the children of spirit-commissioned pastors worldwide. Folks, too many times the pastor's family suffers because the pastor is so involved in ministering to the other families within the flock that his own family suffers. We see that in the statistics. So we're going to pray now, asking God to protect and encourage the wives, children of spirit commissioned, spirit called pastors. We're praying for the family, folks. We're praying for the wives and the children of those men of God that God has called into the ministry. We want them to survive as well, and they come forth through the battles. Come forth strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So we're going to pray now, asking God to protect and encourage the wives and the children of spirit-commissioned, spirit-called pastors worldwide. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now on behalf of the families of those in ministry, the men of God. And Father, we understand that many times the family suffers. Many times the family suffers as the man tries to meet the requirements, the demands, the needs of the ministry. So, Father, we come before your throne asking you to protect and encourage the wives and the children of Spirit-commissioned pastors worldwide. The demands are so many. But, Father, help the preachers, help the pastors to get their priorities straight and understand that it is God first, then the family, and then the congregation. Too many times it gets out of order. So we're asking you to move in every denomination, in every expression of the kingdom of God. We're asking you to move in each and every expression, protecting and encouraging the wives and the children of the pastors, the preachers. Help them, Father God, help them to understand the priorities and let them establish their priorities, putting you first in their life, their family second in their life. And then, Father, anoint them. Anoint them as husbands, anoint them as fathers. Just as surely as they need anointing to be the pastor, to be the preacher, the teacher, they need the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God to be the pastor and to be the husband and to be the father. So, Father, we're asking you to move in the body of Christ. We're asking you to move in the body of Christ, asking you to protect and encourage the wives and the children of those that you have called and commissioned to be pastors worldwide. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And everybody said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right. Now we're going to pray asking God. Listen to me carefully. We're going to pray asking God to greatly reduce the profits of businesses worldwide that are catering and pandering to ungodly lifestyles. We pray this without apology. We pray this without apology. We pray asking God to greatly reduce the profits of businesses worldwide that are catering and pandering to ungodly lifestyles. Let's take that before the throne of God right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God. And Father, at this point in time, we come asking you to greatly, greatly reduce the profits of businesses worldwide that are catering and pandering to ungodly lifestyles. Father God, we're asking you to reduce the customer base. We're asking you to reduce the customer base of those businesses that are catering to ungodly lifestyles. And in reducing their customer base, we're going to ask you to dry up their finances, Father. Dry up the finances. We're asking you to move in such a way, Father God, that in every nation of the world, that these businesses, these that are pursuing ungodly clientele, we're asking you to reduce the profits of those businesses. We're asking you to do this not only in this nation, but worldwide. We're asking you, Father God, to dry up, just absolutely dry up. And some of them, Father, are mainline stores. Father, I recognize that. And I recognize that can have some impact on the economy. But some of them are mainline stores. But still, we're asking you to greatly, greatly reduce the profits of each and every expression of business in the world that's catering and pandering to ungodly lifestyles. Why should these businesses prosper in direct conflict with the kingdom of God? So we're asking you, reduce the profits of businesses worldwide that are catering and pandering to ungodly lifestyles, and we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. All right, now we come to that time in our consular prayer where we pray for you, your concerns, your problems, your burdens. So for the next few moments, I want you to take the time to go before the throne of God on behalf of everybody else involved in this consular prayer, but at the same time, now listen to me carefully. Take your burden. Take your burdens, your problems, whatever you're facing, whether it's in the family, finances, whatever it may be, professional, whatever it may be. Take your problem before the Lord. State the problem clearly. And state to the Lord what you'd like to see him do. Then we'll come along in a few minutes, and we'll join you in that. And we will collectively, corporately go before the throne of God, asking him to hear your prayer and answer your prayer. So pray that right now. Lay your heart out before him. Your needs, whatever it may be, lay it out before him right now. And don't be reluctant to bring whatever the problem may be. It may be a domestic problem. It may be a physical problem. It may be a financial problem. It may be a spiritual problem. Whatever that problem is right now, that paramount problem in your life, take it to the Lord right now in prayer. And we'll join in a moment and agree with you. Pray it now. Share your heart with the Lord. Share your hurt. Share your pain. Whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual. Share your need. Share your wishes, your wants, your desires. Share them now. We're going to pray for you in just a moment. Holy, righteous, Heavenly Father. Father God, we come before your throne now on behalf of those in this contrite prayer. And we're asking you, Father God, because there's all kinds of needs, Father. And they're facing all kinds of problems. Father, there are those involved with physical problems. And the doctors can't help. There are times that only you can heal, Father. And so we're bringing these before you who have physical problems. And then, Father, we realize there are domestic problems even in the family of God. There's strife, division, sometimes even in the families of God. And then, Father, there are those who have financial needs. They have financial needs. And you're the only one that can meet them, really. And then, Lord, there are those who have spiritual needs. So we have a collective group of needs in this mix, Father. And we're simply asking you to hear their prayer. We're asking you to hear their prayer, take note of their prayer, and we're asking you to set in motion that series of events that will answer that prayer, that will bring your answer, your solution to that problem, whether it's physical, domestic, financial, spiritual, whatever it may be. Your hand is not short. Your hand is not short, Father. Lord God, we're coming before you in simple childlike faith, saying, oh, Father God, hear these prayers, hear these petitions, and start a move of your Holy Spirit in every situation, bringing it to fruition, hearing that prayer, answering that prayer, and encouraging them, Father, encouraging your children. Oh, Father God, hear our prayer, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And I bless every individual involved in this consular prayer with an answer from heaven, in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of our consular prayer this month. And until we get a chance to meet and do this again, be blessed.